You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Thursday, commentator Brian Onunoyn is here to give a hats off to English teachers and the like who are confined by the curriculum and have to convey the rules of grammar to middle schoolers, all the while creating a harmonious classroom environment.
And a very good morning to you all. I want to devote today's piece to my daughter's middle school English teacher. Now, I did tell my daughter that I was going to discuss her teacher on the radio, and my daughter made me swear that I would not mention the good woman's name. So from now on, I'll just refer to her as Miss English, although her real name is Miss Heidi Lucas. The subject of Miss English came up over the dinner table when we were joined by a classmate of my daughter whose name is Lindsay, but I'm not allowed to mention her name either. Incidentally, my own daughter's name is Anya, which is the Irish for Anne. Anyway, there we were munching away into dinner, and I asked the girls to indulge me in a game that I play now and again called Best Part of the Day, Worst Part of the Day. It's a pretty neat way to get conversation going, and it works as long as you don't do it every night. The girls were telling me about an English test that they'd had, and they mentioned the teacher, Miss English. She knows how to treat people, my daughter chimed in, and her friend nodded vigorously in agreement. Well, what do you mean? I asked. Well, she's respectful to all those that show her respect, but if you're not nice to her, she doesn't take any nonsense whatsoever. Miss English, I take my hat off to you. The girls clearly like you because you're thoughtful and you're considerate of people's feelings, but if any of them give you grief, well, up with that, you will not put. You go, girl. Miss English has a difficult job because she has to teach English grammar. The girls had a test that day on telling the difference between complex sentences and compound sentences. To what end, I wondered. Does this knowledge make you a better writer? No. Does it make you a more interesting person at dinner parties? Hardly. I mean, it's neither practical nor interesting, unlike, say, math or poetry. At least with poetry and math, they can stir the soul as well as the intellect. So here's my problem with differentiating complex sentences from compound sentences. Not only does it serve no practical value, it's also dull and tedious. It's neither useful nor inspiring, so why teach it? And it's not like I'm anti-grammar. I'm not. And don't get me wrong, it's not the teacher's fault. Nowadays, teachers have little or no say in what is to be taught. They have no say pretty much either in how the content should be taught, and they have absolutely no say whatsoever in deciding how that learning is to be formally assessed. These days, if you're a teacher, if it's Thursday, you're not on page 34, you are in trouble. So well done to you, Ms. English. Not only do you have to put up with some of the garbage that's on the curriculum, but you treat kids with dignity and respect while doing so. So thank you, Miss English. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyn, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.